It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope.
I'm telling you again. It's the Tony Sands Show, another week of good sports talk. And I tell you, here in South Florida, there's been some great talk in the world of sports from the standpoint of Operation Dirty Play is what they call it. That's right, folks. You heard it. Nationwide Operation Dirty Play. I'm quite sure you guys got a ear and an eye full today on ESPN Outside the Lines here in South Florida. Because that's where the Tony Sands Show is based out of South Florida. But we're nationwide. We're nationwide. We had an opportunity. You know, if you read the story, some local guys here betting on youth sports got busted. And when I say got busted, it was an operation that extended 18 months from the previous Outside the Lines that ESPN did here on youth football in South Florida that exposed some things. I don't know if they exposed some things. That's the words they use, exposed. I think they probably uncovered something that goes on everywhere in youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports. I think the difference is that they're saying that they we're not paying money on this. Is it bigger? I'm going to leave that up to you, my guests, and you can call and speak to myself, Tony Sands, or my producer, B-Love. The number is 530-413-9537. That's line one. Or you can reach us at 530-513-6472. Not only that, is it time for the Philadelphia Eagles to sit Michael Vick down? You call and let me know. But before we get into that, we got to get into high school sports, high school football. And now is that time, because you're going to hear the song that we play here when we're getting into high school football. And it's Are You Ready? So we're going to play that, and then we're getting into high school sports with my main girl, Julie Corona. Still Let's play bad. That. Man, I love that track. If you're a UM fan, you gotta love that song. That song makes you jump, jump, jump. But before we get into that, I'm gonna tell you, this person here needs no introduction when it comes to helping young men in high school sports throughout the nation. That's why I said throughout the nation, because she is known across the nation when it comes to helping young men fulfill their dreams. She is that true caller of helping those that are in need. This person needs no introduction. This is my main girl. I tell you, I call her for everything when it comes to recruiting. And that's why I brought her to the Tony Sands Show. My main girl, Julie Corona. How you doing, Julie?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I mean, anytime that I can hear your voice, rather it be on the phone or rather it be on the Tony Sands show, I am delighted. Because I want so much information that you have, because you have a knowledge, a great knowledge of the game of recruiting, a great knowledge of how what it takes to help young men. And you are that person. When it comes to me, South Florida football, I put your face right at the top of helping young men. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tony. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I think you're selling yourself very short for all of the kids that you help here in South Florida.
I mean, you know, I try. One thing about me, I try to help as many kids as I can. And one thing about it, you know, having a person such as yourself that is so deep into the recruiting, been in it for years, and have helped so many. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the people that you have helped here in South Florida when it comes to high school sports and how you have gone over and beyond. And people don't know some of the things that I know about you. You know, we were supposed to bring Julie on, you know, 2 weeks ago. But unfortunately, she had a situation within the family that needed to be taken care of. And these are the things that people don't see. They don't see the hard work that you put in with your family and the hard work that you give when it comes to giving a young man your word. And these things must have light shedded to them. And I am that person that loves shedding light to a person like you, because you are truly that dream maker when it comes to helping young men get their dreams accomplished. But Julie, I brought you also on the show because I want you to shed light. Let's shed light a little bit on helping parents with the recruiting process.
Well, you know, what I think parents are missing first and foremost is that everything is left up to the high school football coach. First of all, it doesn't start there. It starts with them when they enter ninth grade. They need to have their classes set up to achieve the success in the classroom, you know, before they can even get on the field. The coaches here, I believe in South Florida, there's a lot of high school coaches that do as much as they feasibly possibly can. However, they can't make their child go to class. They can't make things happen. It starts at home with the parents understanding the process of what core classes they need, and especially when it comes to the new rules for 2016, where they have to meet a certain GPA requirement that now changed. It's now to a 2.3. They have to meet all of their educational core classes by 7 semesters and be on track. Those are things that parents need to go ahead and educate themselves about when they're going into this process.
Now, Julie,
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Tony.
In this process, and it is a lengthy process, especially if you are a person that you are a first-timer, first-generation family, and your parents is trying to, you know, tread water on what they can do and what they can't do. What are some of the things that parents should be careful of doing when it comes to this recruiting process?
Well, first and foremost, they have they can always go to the NCAA.org, and that will give them every single thing that they need to know about the recruiting process, the do's, the don'ts, when they should be, you know, starting with the eligibility process, which is a junior. They should all sign up for that process. These things, a lot of parents don't realize that they can get a waiver from the school if they you know, apply and they meet the standards for a waiver. A lot of times parents wait till the last second to know exactly what they can and cannot do as far as that process is concerned. My thing that I always say is be knowledgeable. And the key to that is asking people in your community that you truthfully know the rules of this game. There are so many things and kids that are told things that are not correct. And when it comes down to the end of everything, when they think that they're going to be eligible to go to school by the NCAA standards, they find out that maybe they're short by one or two poor classes that makes them drop from their dream school, maybe to a junior college, a prep school, or even having to go to Division II.
And Julie, how soon should a kid start putting together a highlight tape?
I would say as early as eighth grade, really. If they're playing in the Pop Warner leagues and things like that, I think it's good to start there. I think every year thereafter they should update their film because that shows progression to the college coaches. It's crazy how far back college now looks for that, you know, quote, Division One player. And it really begins at that age. And for me, you know, back a couple years ago, I would have said that that was crazy. But now they are looking at all of that to see their trend, their progression. Are they getting better? You know, a lot of those things that go into it are actually training outside of your normal football schedule. This is a, you know, 365-day-a-year sport. You know, you have to be training. You have to be in the classroom. You have to be showing, you know, what you're doing. And you can do those things on your own even. You can make a highlight film. You can get that out to the college coaches, you know, on your own. And start the process very early. The one thing that I'm very, you know, much against is anyone charging kids for recruiting. And no. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think if people want to do that, they can. Me being a mother, I just think, I just don't agree with that. You know, I don't agree with someone paying someone for the recruiting process.
Now, you said a mouthful. So you're saying if a company comes up to a parent and say, hey, you know, I'm going to charge X amount of dollars to help you get your child recruited. You're saying a parent should always be leery of this type of recruiting process.
Well, I think that they should, only because you don't really know if, in fact, that person that, you know, these companies are actually doing what you say, you know, what they say. I'm not saying that, you know, companies aren't good that are doing that. I would just say that when parents, you know, are asked to pay astronomical amount of dollars for these, I think those dollars could be used for other things, you know, in this process by the parents taking trips to the schools, their children may want to attend.
You took the words right out of my mouth when it comes to that, because it is such an expensive process that it is. Parents, it is an expensive process. I tell you, as parents, start preparing for this process. To me, the day that your child start playing the game of football, start putting funds away, because it's gonna. If your child is one of those childs that those kids that can that want to take this dream all the way to college, to be able to, what I mean by travel with you with the young man, because he's gonna have five visits that the university can't afford to pay for, and you know there's gonna be times that. That takes place, and you want to be able to travel because you want to see exactly what your son is being involved in and who he's surrounding himself with as far as coaches and players. But, Julie, we also have you're going to stay with us. I want you to stay with us because we also bring it on one of my insiders from the Dallas, Texas area, Mr. Bibbs.
Okay.
He's going to give us a host of guys, top guys in the Dallas metropolitan area and some of their key games. And then I'm going to ask you about some of the key games that we also have here in South Florida that's going this week. So welcome to the show, Mr. Bibbs from Dallas, Texas. How you doing, Bibbs?
I'm doing pretty good today. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. As I told you, I have one of my top people that I go to here in South Florida on the air with us also, Miss Julie Corona. Miss Julie Corona, hi, this is Mr. Bibbs, a guy that I use in the Texas area when it comes to giving me his expert advice in the Dallas area. So welcome both of you. I tell myself
hello.
I got to be a special person.
Hello,
I gotta
hello
be a
how
person.
Are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
I got to be a special person. Julie and Bibbs, I got to be a special person when you can bring on South Florida and Dallas on the same radio show and let people throughout the nation know, because these are two of the hottest recruiting beds when it comes to recruiting is Dallas and Texas. And, you know, one day we're going to bring in us a California person, but we have two of the top states I consider when it comes to recruiting. Let's get to a little bit of the games, Bibbs, that's going on. I know Lancaster is getting ready to play. Enos 7-0. Lancaster is 7-1. Both of these teams are ranked in the state of Texas. Who are some of the key players to watch from Lancaster?
Oh, for Lancaster, we got this dual-threat quarterback named DeMarcus Ayers. As Lancaster doesn't go without him. He was actually shut down last week playing against a tough team out of Red Oak. I think he only managed to gain about 64 total yards of offense, and Lancaster didn't score the ball at all. So, like I said, Lancaster does not move without Mr. Ayers moving the ball.
Now, and I see one thing about it. He pretty much total yards. He almost had 1,500 yards total passing and rushing on the year.
Correct.
And you said,
yeah, he's a dual threat quarterback, passing and rushing the football at the same time.
So he fits well in this new system of offense at the college level.
Yeah, he fits well. I'm not sure if he'll play the quarterback position. I mean, maybe if he worked out a few of his mechanics, but he's an excellent athlete, very smart athlete. He will fit in somebody's college system, maybe at the wide receiver position.
Okay.
Maybe he might move over to maybe a safety. I don't think he's that fast enough to play the cornerback position, but he's an excellent athlete, and I do look forward to seeing him at the college level.
Give me someone on Enos. Give me one of their top players that people need to look out for on Enos.
On Enos, we have Kobe Mahan. He's a quarterback. Right now, he has 1,200 yards passing, 18 touchdowns. No interception.
Wow.
And Enos right now is currently ranked, I want to say, number 4 in the state in 4A, and they're undefeated. So that right there says a lot. He has his team ready to go, probably make a state run this year, but they have to get past Lancaster first and foremost.
And you made that known. They got to get past Lancaster. Now, Julie, I know we got some top games also here in South Florida, and one of the top games I think that brings a lot of attention because you almost got the number 1 rusher and the number 2 rusher in the state of Florida. We have Deerfield Beach versus South Plantation.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I really like the Brendan Powell kid from Deerfield Beach. He's 2014 running back. He's phenomenal. Every game he's breaking down the field. He's doing amazing things. And I think he's really underrated, to be quite honest. At this time, I think he's going to be a breakout running back next year. And then for South Plant, you've got the quarterback, John Franklin, just got offered by Florida State today.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, pretty neat. And then I hear that Tennessee is coming after John Franklin as well, but they're going to actually recruit him as a quarterback. Florida State is recruiting him as an athlete. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm quite sure he probably, if he's thinking, and I remember the recruiting process with Denard Robinson, I was sitting in when Michigan came in and also when Georgia came in. And one thing I remember I told him, I said, listen, you know, a lot of people told him, go to Georgia. You know, you're not going to play quarterback at the pro level. And one thing I left him, I said, listen, man, if your heart is at the quarterback position, you go where somebody tell you they're going to play you at quarterback. If you want to enjoy college football, because the next level wasn't promised to you. You're a high school kid.
Right.
Go and enjoy the game of college football. Go where you're going to enjoy it, because you can go to Georgia, blow a knee out, and your life is miserable because you didn't take where your heart was sending you. And that's the one thing I tell you, man. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, what people are missing, everybody's looking at your 6'5", 6'4", quarterbacks, but let's not forget, you know, the kid from Wisconsin who everybody said was so small as well, and guess what? He's playing and he's doing a great job in the NFL right now.
Exactly.
You know, so I think kids have to stick with their dreams. Once they get there, they'll do what's best for the team. But I believe if you believe that talent is there, then you go and you do what you believe, you know, that you can do, because that's where your heart's going to be.
Most definitely.
Obviously, you know, South Plant also has Alex Collins, you know. Yeah, they're loaded this year. So that's going to be a very good game.
Julie, I call that young man a man child.
Yeah. He is a man child.
Beast among beasts.
Yeah, that is without a doubt.
He can play. Let's head back to Texas a little bit. Bibbs, give me another game in Texas. I know Denton Ryan has who are they playing this week?
We have Denton Ryan and Capel. Denton Ryan's they were previously in 4A. They just moved up to the 5A rankings this year. But Denton Ryan's always been a tough team. I think they played in the state championship 2 years ago. They fell a little short, but they always have tough teams. They have tough defenses. And I think this is going to be a big one for Capel. Capel is currently undefeated and ranked, what, I want to say number 2 in the state of Texas, 5A. And I think that's a first for them. So it's going to be a game. It's going to be a big game for them this week. They're going to have to come with it because then Ryan, I know, definitely is going to come with it.
Now, Julie, we're back. Now, guys, we're going to take you back. We're going to flip-flop you across the country. That's the best thing about this show. Julie, we also have some kids here in this area that we feel that should have some light shedded on them because there are kids that are under the radar, but they are playing exceptional on the football field and should get more credit than what the people out there are giving them. Let's name – I know Hankerson, the quarterback over at BA, is one of those kids.
Greg is definitely one of those kids. He falls in the marker where, you know, he's not your 6'2", 6'3" quarterback. He's right around 6 foot. The kid can put the ball anywhere on the field. He's a great reader. He can make an offense down, a defense down in 2 seconds. I think that he's got the ability to run. He's got the ability to pass. He can read. I think he's an exceptional quarterback that is under the radar. He's leading VA. You know, as far as they're going to go into the playoffs, I think that he should have a lot more light shed on him. They kind of are starting to run what they say is the Oregon-style offense. He definitely controls the game very well. I think he only has 3 interceptions this year and doing a great job.
And Bibbs, give me 2 kids in the Dallas metropolitan area that people should take notice of. And if you want to go watch football in that Dallas area, kids that they should pay attention to.
They should definitely check out a kid named Keon Kenner out of Little Elm, Texas. He's already at 2,100 yards rushing for the season. He's the area's leading rusher overall in the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think he's very underrated as a player. Kind of small, but he's a dynamic type of back. He had 22 touchdowns on the season, and he has Little Elm's not the most powerful team in the area, but he has them in playoff contention so far. And if he keeps running the ball the way he's been running it throughout the season, they definitely might get into their playoffs.
Now, give me that. I know Dick Skyline got this top receiver. Give me some light on this kid. Give me his name first.
Rashad Sample. He's one of those dynamic kids. I mean, he's actually not having the season that he had last year, but the touchdown total is outrageous. He has 18 touchdowns receiving right now, and the season is not even over yet. I think they have, 2 more games to play? So he can probably possibly get up to the 20 touchdown total. But, yeah, he's a dynamic kid, real dynamic. He has a dynamic quarterback to go with him, so that helps him. But, yeah, this kid here is unbelievable. We might see him. We should see him at the next level, no doubt.
Okay. Ju, give me another kid here in the South Florida area.
I would definitely have to say Eddie Jackson out of VA. This kid is 6'1". He plays receiver and safety. Last week against Ely, he did a return for 82 yards and did a fumble recovery back for 92 yards. He's fast. He's strong. Can play both sides of the ball. He could play both sides of the ball in college. He's actually got a big offer coming this Friday. Great kid.
Okay.
He's actually the brother of another great player that came out in 2009. I think Eddie has surpassed all expectations, getting big looks now where, again, this is an under-the-radar kid. And now he's starting to come up very high on the boards. And when we talk about recruiting, it's not just people who go out and say a kid is 4 and 5 stars. You got to actually go out there and be able to say without a shadow of a doubt that this kid is not getting the recognition that he deserves. And as a recruiter, you've got to prove why you believe this kid should be where he should be. And he surpasses all of those. I mean, I believe in my mind that he will play on Sunday.
Wow.
And this is an under-the-radar kid.
And coming from you, Ju, that's a heck of a recommendation coming from a person such as yourself, because if you say it, but it all they got to do is time for it to happen, because it's going to happen, because you have that eye for talent, because you're one of those ones that are on the sideline. It's a different thing when you're on an office and you're so far away from a kid, you don't know. All you're doing is getting what you're seeing people put up on television. But you are on the sidelines and you are in the thick of things when it comes to our high school sports here in South Florida. Ju, first with you, if someone wanted to get in touch with you in reference to getting information on the proper way for a child to be recruited, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to Elite Scouting. I'm on Elite Scouting Services, and then I'm also they can call me at any time. Tony, I pick my phone up all the time. Or send me an email or get me on Facebook, which is Julie Corona, and then my email is cjuledew@aol.com.
Gosh,
and then I'll respond from there. And Tony, you know me. I don't care where the child's going to play. I want him to go to college. So to me, I'm going to work as hard for a child that's, projected to go Division I all the way down to, whether it be Division III, NAIA, junior college. I'm going to work as hard as I can if a child wants to go.
That I know, and that's one thing I tell people all the time. Guys, there's not a harder working person in the business here in South Florida than Julie Corona. So, people, you heard her say it. She's with Elite Scouting. Ju, I want to bring you back next week also, because me and you got to get into a little deeper conversations with some of the kids and where we think some of the kids might wind up and where we see some things happening, where some teams may wind up in the playoffs. So I'm gonna call you when the show is over, because me and you got to go over some things. When it comes to like Brandon Powell and how we're gonna go about making sure that this young man gets all the recognition that is due to him. And it was a pleasure.
Another kid, real quick. Tony is which is not a powerhouse school, is Monarch High School. And the running back there, Darius Hoggins. He is killing it this year. I believe at this time he's leading Broward under Alex Collins in the rushing yards. Smaller guy, but my gosh, he can hit a hole. And he follows blocks.
Ju, let me tell y'all something about this kid. I'm going to tell you one thing. First of all, let me tell you what I love about this kid. First of all, his mama make a mean sweet potato pie. You hear me? I call it a pie lady. I call it a pie lady. His mama make a mean sweet potato pie. You hear me? I'm telling, man, if y'all in the South Florida area and y'all listen to the Tony Sands Show, y'all need to get in touch with the pie lady, because she make the best sweet potato pie. And she make those little small ones, Ju, that go in your hand, the personal ones. They come to my house. When she stopped, call me. Wherever I'm at, I go and meet her and tell her I have to have me at least a dozen. Because I have to eat on them all weekend, guys. All weekend. Because they are the best. But this kid is doing exceptional when it comes to playing the position of running back. And like you said, only thing I think that's stopping him from getting the accolades that he should get is that, some people look at the school Monarch. But my son went to Monarch and did great. So Monarch is putting out some great running backs. And they're having...
Well, let's say, too, Tony, they're playing against tough opponents. So it's not like he's doing this against teams that aren't ranked very high. I mean, he's still putting up high numbers against teams, here that are having great seasons and are considered powerhouse teams. That's the other thing. When people in colleges go to look for kids, look at who they're playing. Look at what division are they playing in. because sometimes, you know, when they're overlooking kids, you got to look at who, you know, their opponents are and what they're doing to their opponent.
Correct. Bibbs, hey, man, it was a pleasure to have both of you guys to the show. We're going, I got to travel now to Lawrence, Kansas, and talk with a young man. As a matter of fact, you guys just stay on. Just stay on the show. Do we have Keith on the, Keith Lonaker Jr. on the air?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's happening, young man? Guys, I call this I call him a young man. The reason why I call him, I watched this young man grow up as a kid because his dad played. His dad was my offensive lineman, and when I was at Kansas, me and this guy did so many pranks on each other. And now to watch his son do the things that he is doing in the state of Kansas is unbelievable. When you look at, I mean, this guy's 6.5 sacks, 75 tackles. Wow. And they're playing at the top level, which is the 6A level in Kansas. He's been recruited by schools such as KU, which is my alma mater, and his dad. So I'm hoping, I know his dad going to put a bug in his ear and kind of lean toward KU. But he's also being recruited by one of the top-notch coaches in the game, Kansas State coach Bill Snyder. What was the recruiting trip like up at Kansas State when you went to visit?
It was crazy. You know, I love Bill Snyder and all the coaches there. You know, they're great people. You know, you walk onto the field, you know, for warm-ups, and all the fan, the atmosphere is just amazing. You know, they're ranked high, but still, their fans are just amazing. It's a great place to be there.
And I'm gonna tell you guys, this young man is playing exceptional. And not only that, you know, his dad is a movie star also. His dad is a movie star. Keith, I'm trying to, and every time I think about it, it reminds me when I watched Samuel Jackson shoot your dad in the movie. After he told your dad, he wanted your dad to, I think what he wanted your dad to go in and burglarize the people's house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then your dad goes in and burglarizes the people's house, and then Samuel Jackson come in, and he shoots him, and he, what, Lonica falls in the, your dad falls in the pool, am I correct?
Yeah, it does.
And I'm going to tell you something. I know they put extra water in that pool when your dad fell in it because I know it went from the 6 feet to the 3 feet because your dad went in it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell your dad. I said that. He's going to
check out. I'll keep that a secret.
Don't start that. What's up, man? How you doing, man? I got to give you all the praise in the world because you are raising a fine young man. When it comes to on and off the field accolades that is being given to him, it's people like you and parents like yourself, man, that is keeping this game so innocent. As you guys, I'm quite sure if you got a chance to watch Outside the Lines today, you've seen what happened here in South Florida and what's going on here in South Florida, man. We are taking our youth football is taking a serious hit here in South Florida, but we're going to bounce back here in South Florida because I think a lot of that stuff shouldn't go on. Who's to say, rather, you know, what goes on with. But I'm going to tell you, guys, it's a pleasure to have all you guys on the show. Keith, what's going to change your mind when it comes to KU, if you got that option, KU and K-State? Where do you pick? I'm putting you on the spot. I know I am.
I don't know. I mean, whoever shows, you know, the most love, the most interest, right now, whoever treats me the best, and coaches, how the coaches and academics, pretty much, how the coaches treat what their scheme is, and where I think I fit in best for my major.
Now, tell me this: how much is your dad involved in your recruiting process?
I mean, he helps me. He helps me out a lot. You know, get me to the right places, talking to people, but. He wants me to go to KU, but he tells me, you know, he wants me to make the right choice with what I want to be or like where I think I need to be. So he's there to support me, but he also wants me to figure stuff out on my own, start learning stuff on my own now.
Correct. I know he got to have some type of bias in there. We tend to, as dads, say, I'm going to let you guys handle this. But in the back of our mind, we're saying to ourselves, boy, I hope he picked KU. I hope. Lonica, man, explain, and you guys have been involved in some things off the field, which is directed to the field. You guys are what I call movie stars now.
I wouldn't go there.
What'd you say?
I wouldn't go there with me yet.
What is that like to be a movie star, though?
Making movies is a crazy feeling. I mean, there's only two feelings that I felt now I'll never forget. That's my first varsity game and making a movie. Those two crazy films. I mean, they're both fun. I love making the movie. It was a lot of fun.
Julie and Bibbs, this is my guy, guys. We have Keith Lonica Jr. here on the Tony Sands Show. If you're just joining us, you also have Julie Corona here, the top-notch person when it comes to recruiting here in South Florida. And we have Mr. Bibbs with us from Dallas, Texas. Guys, he's in a movie. He just, you know, played a major, you know, had a piece in a movie that they just filmed in, they filmed it in Canton, Ohio. Am I right?
Yep.
And that was the same weekend of the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Keith, did you get a chance to take him around to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I did. We went up to the game, had really, really nice seats. It was actually my first NFL game ever, so it was a good one to be at.
Now, his dad played NFL also, guys. In the NFL, one of my best linemen. I mean, we had so much fun together. It was unbelievable, and I am so proud of him. I've never told him that, but I'm telling you here on the Tony Sands Show, man, it brought tears to my eyes every time I think about the records that I was able to set, because I always say it was the guys that was in front of me that made this possible. You know, sometimes, you know, the person that accomplished the record, get so much of the accolades, but it was the guys that were in front of me, like Keith Lonick. Your dad is a heck of a man. And always remember that. I know sometimes, you know, we as parents, we get in our kids' head, we aggravate them to death, but your dad has your best interest at heart. Always keep that number one and understand it's going to come times you feel like we aggravate you, but he has your best interest at heart over anybody. Over anybody.
Yes.
And I'm happy to have you and him on the Tony Sands Show. I'm going to keep following you throughout the rest of the season. And first of all, before we leave, you guys got a state championship game coming up. Am I correct?
Yeah, we gotta win a couple of them before. But, yeah, it's definitely in our vision.
You got to win a couple of them. You gonna win a couple of them. Not we got to win.
Oh, yeah, we have, that's for sure.
We going to win. And you know, put it that way. We going to win. Tony Sands Show, I'm going to tell you, we're going to win that. I want to see state in the state championship. Now, if you get in the state championship, I'm coming to Lawrence, Kansas. And as your dad know, it's tough to get me to come to Lawrence, Kansas. And that's my But if you get in the state championship, I will be at the state championship game to watch you.
That's a
promise from me to you that I will be there, because I respect your dad just that much.
Appreciate it.
All right? Much love to the Lonica family. Tell the mom and the little ones and the daughter. I said, I love everybody in Lawrence, Kansas. It's a pleasure to always go to Lawrence, Kansas, because I spent over 8 years there, guys, and it was the best city to me and my family that any other place could be. And now, like I said, Keith, it was a pleasure to have both you and your son on. I'm going to call you tomorrow, and we'll talk over some things, man. But I want to continue to bring him on the show, because I got two of the most powerful people on the show now when it comes to the recruiting game. And at that point, I'm going to try to connect everybody up with each other, so that way we can network with each other, because we're in the business of helping young men fulfill their dreams.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Julie, thank you for coming on the show. Bibbs, thank you for coming on the show. And Keith Durnshow, thank you and for taking the time out of your busy schedule as a movie star to join the Tony Sands Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
All right, gotcha, guys. We're going to head to a commercial, and then we're coming back, and we're going to get into a little bit of this youth gambling. Lance Armstrong, and should Andy Reid keep Michael Vick as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles? Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show.
sensational parties and more by Clandra's fans, where they decorate for your occasion. Whether it's for weddings, baby showers, anniversary, graduations, homecoming, cherries, proms, and more. Give them a call. They have it all. She caters to all Tri-County areas. Palm Beach County, Broward and Dade County. Also, ask about affordable party packages. She has one to fit your party budget. Call and mention this ad and receive $50 off your service. That's right, $50 off your services. Presented to you by Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands. Call at 954-708-0581. That's 954-708-0581. Call now. If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me.
Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in the
Operation Dirty Play. We're finna get into a little bit of this Operation Dirty Play. I'm gonna try to break it down as much as I can to enlighten those viewers that are listening to the Tony Sands Show throughout the country here in South Florida. We have done, I don't know if you call it a bad job, or has it gone too far? Has the media blown this thing out of proportion? I want to get your opinion on it. You can call the Tony Sands Show, 530-413-9537. That's line one. Or you can call us at 530-513-6472 to give me your opinion on. As you know, here in South Florida, there's been an uncovering of money being moved in youth football throughout South Florida youth football. A 75-man team here in South Florida brought down 9 men here in the state of Florida, in South Florida youth football. Did it take 75 police officers from Palm Beach, Broward County, and from the U.S. Marshals to bring in 9 guys? 9 guys. One of the guys, the head of the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, one of the toughest Optimist football teams here in South Florida. That team has set all kind of records when it comes to winning Super Bowls. But did it take 9? Did it take 75 to bring down 9? Did we spend more money, taxpayers' money, bringing down this operation than what was put, that what was uncovered from this operation? I don't know. I wonder about it. I've been thinking about it all day. ESPN uncovered this story almost a year ago when they uncovered, you know, things going on here in South Florida youth football. And all of a sudden now, it's crazy how the day that they bust these young men, ESPN is, boom, on the grounds here in South Florida, Brian. So now they knew what they were doing. So I ask myself this all the time. When ESPN uncovered this story in the first beginning, did they embarrass the Fort Lauderdale police? And the Fort Lauderdale police said, you know what, we're going to show people around the country that we can crack down on gambling here in youth football. Or is it an election year?
I think it's got something to do with the election year.
And you said you got something to do with the election year. The sheriff is being elected. A lot of politicians are being elected. They got to show what?
I mean, basically, they got to show that they can really stand up and move these guys out. And, I mean, really, I'm confused.
But do it eliminates. Do you think bringing these guys down will eliminate the gambling here in South Florida?
No, because it's going to start up somewhere else. It's just going to keep going. I mean, you can stop it here, but it's going to happen somewhere else. I mean, I don't agree with it, but hey, this is what's going to happen.
And it's not only going on here in South Florida or going on in inner cities. And I think that's what a lot of light been spread, that it's an inner city issue. I don't think this is an inner city issue.
It's way bigger than that.
And that's what I say. I think the media, and I know I'm part of the media, but I think it's been too much attention brought to it. I think they say they uncovered less than, from what I'm figuring, I want to read the indictment on it. I know they, you know, set some of the guys' bonds at $100,000, and the judge stated that they, before they are able to be bonded out, they must show credible monies. What I mean by credible monies, where they got the money that's used to bond them out.
Right.
You can't go up there and say, okay, I got $10,000 to bond this guy. You better know where you're getting that. It better be a paper trail behind that $10,000, or they're not going to let you bond these young men out. Do these young men get blackballed? Do they be made an example out of here in South Florida? If you don't watch out, that would take place.
I really think they're going to be made an example. Because, I mean, what's to say? If you let them get away with it, then you know, it's going to be more people trying to eventually do it. So,
but we stated now, but we stated that it's still going to go on.
It's going to go on. I mean, but you know, what I mean by that is, you know, I mean, like I said, for the election year, it won't look good for the elections or anything if they let something like this slip by. Like,
oh, no, they can't let it slip by. It's too much national attention being brought to it. Too much national attention being brought to this issue. So these guys, wow. I mean, some of the guys never had criminal history at all. Never. I mean, they kicked in doors. They got these guys off the street. I thought the way this looked and the way they had it dressed up, I thought they was bringing down John Gotti. I thought they were bringing down John Gotti. You would thought it was a mafia ring that they're bringing down, because they had the pictures. They had the head all the way down to the least in the organization. And they're trying to call it, as they're calling it, organized crime, bookmaking, keeping a house of gambling. These words they use when they bring down mafia type people. To me, those words sound like federal words. What I mean by federal, like they're trying to see if they can take this thing to the federal level. And that's what it appeared, because I always dissect words.
Well, I honestly believe that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're really trying to do. Take it and let the federal pick it up and take care of this.
Like I said, Brandon Bivens, 36, of Delray, was the coach and president of the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. He was charged with bookmaking and keeping a house of gambling.
That sounds like a head of an organization. I mean, you know, like you said, you addressed it as a mob figure. That sounds like a mob figure. Got a head and, you know, they got all of that taking place. I mean, you might as well say it's like a mob ring.
And that's what I look at it. You know, I don't know. You know, I think it might have been blown out. I talked to a lot of women today, and I asked them their opinion on this issue. Because the reason why I went to a lot of women in the inner city, because a lot of the young men that are playing these youth sports are with single parent homes, with moms. And I asked them, and a majority of them stated to me, I don't see anything wrong with it. They gamble. To women, they gamble. You can gamble anywhere. What made this such different thing? Why? Because than any other gambling. I said to myself, you know, I got to go to the people that are directly involved, and that's the women that are directly involved in this. And a lot of women said, I don't see much wrong with it. And I said to myself, man, what is going on? Because I asked myself this. Because I know a question that came up, they're saying they're taking these young men and they're paying these young men to play. What's the difference if I use the terminology and I come to you and say, okay, I'm going to pay you to play, or I'm going to pay for you to play. To me, which one is the lesser of the two evils? In the inner city, they pay them to play. In the suburbs, they pay for them to play. Which one is the lesser of the two evils? Because guess what? They're both kids are being exploited either way you look at it. You take your pick of the lesser of the two evils.
Well, you put it like that, I don't see no.
You break it down and you dissect it. Which one is the lesser of the two evils?
They're both the same. They're both on the same scale.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's what I say. But I also want to get into this, guys. And we have Mr. Fred Coppett also on the line. Fred, you're on the line with us. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, Fred, I'm having a delighted time because I got you on the air. We went to Dallas. We went to Lawrence, Kansas. And we was in South Florida because I had Miss Julie Corona on the Tony Sands show. But now we have Mr. Fred Coppett, the young man that helped St. Thomas the last 2 years accomplish the things that they're accomplishing. Fred, what do you see and where do you see you guys ending up in December?
I definitely can see ourselves playing for that state championship in December. I can see my team winning that state championship.
And you had a big game last week over Plantation to help your team win because it was down to the wire when it come to who could have won that game. What clicked in you that made you decide that, hey, I got to take this thing in my own hand and win this game?
When they went up 20-17, I said to myself, listen, we can't lose this game because you know everybody on that team and you're not going to hear the last of it at all. I just literally like put my all into that fourth quarter.
And that's what I'm saying. This is what great athletes want the ball in their hand. Am I right, Fred?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And a lot of people, Plantation, a lot of people when they play you guys, they come to with the thought that they are going to win. One thing about you guys know you're going to win. That's the difference in winning and losing football games. One think exactly. They can win, one know that they can win. When you guys step on the football field, you guys know that you're expected to do what?
Win the game and win big.
And that's what St. Thomas has been built on for years to come. And so many people do want to knock you guys off that throne. They take great delight in beating you because it ain't often that a team can say that they can beat you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everybody in the inner city want to say they beat St. Thomas because when you beat the best, you are the best, basically.
And that is correct. That is correct. But you're also, I mean, you guys up under new coaching. Mm-hmm. Coach Rocco is doing a fine job. He's keeping you guys together. And you guys got another district game this week. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We got Cooper City.
Okay. And I know it's some bad blood. All of a sudden, there's bad blood between you two teams.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, last year they came in on our home turf and they beat us, you know. So you got to get in that win. And, I mean, they definitely took the district championship away from us. So now we got to go back and get that revenge.
And like you said, you guys go to their field now.
Yes, and they get to feel what we felt last year.
Man, hey, I'm sad I can't be in that game. I'm traveling out of town. But, you know, guys, Fred, you guys keep winning over there. And you guys keep doing a great job. You keep listening to Coach Rocco because he is the man over there. He's conducting that train. You tell Coach Steph and everybody what I said, what's up, man? And when I come back, I'll hit you up, man, because I want to bring you back on the show and me and you going and going to some things when it comes to running back.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, guys, that's Fred Coppett, the top running back over at St. Thomas, even though it's a school that has a slew of running backs, he's one of the best in the country. That's Mr. Fred Coppett. You're going to hear from him a lot here on the Tony Sands Show. Now, hey, Fred, it was a pleasure, but we got to get into this Lance Armstrong issue. I want to get into that first. Reason why I say that, people, Lance Armstrong. Now, tell me this. Now, tell me how would you were looking at it. And guys, we got a short time, so we got to wrap this thing up in 2 minutes. Guys, if you were Lance Armstrong, somebody came up and told you, okay, now listen, if you take this steroid, I'm going to give you all the money and the success in the world. But after your career over in 10 years, we're going to bust you and bring you down. What do you do, Brian? What do you think? Which one of those evils do you? How would you take that? If they told you they're going to give you millions and millions of dollars, but you got to take this steroid, and then in 10 years, we're going to bust you and bring you down. Do you take that chance?
That sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Which one? On which side?
I mean, to come back and bust me in 10 years? I mean, I might be doing real good, and then you come and stop me in 10 years.
So you're saying you won't do it?
No, I will not do it, no.
But ask yourself this question. This is the question I ask guys. Do I take millions of dollars? Because once you can take the accolades, you can have the trophies. But you can't take the money back. Now, I have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank.
Hold on.
You can have the trophies now.
Hold on.
That's what I asked you now.
We never mentioned the...
That's what I said. They're going to give you all the money. I stated that.
Okay. When you say they're going to bust me in 10 years, are they going to throw me in jail?
No, they're not. They can't throw you in jail.
Oh, well.
They're just going to take the trophies and take all the things that you have done and say that whether you say you was the best cyclist in the world. They're going to take all that, but they can't take the money.
Well, like
what do you do?
Like Jerry Maguire say, show me the money.
So you heard him. He said, show you. I asked that question to a lot of people, and it crosses them up in that issue, man. It's a tough question for a man to say. Tough question for a man to take when it comes to that, guys. The majority of guys said, show them the money because they'll deal with you taking some trophies. As long as you can't touch
that money,
as B said, I don't care what you take from it. I'm telling you, guys, listen, these are the kind of shows that we do here on the Tony Sands Show, me and Brian. We put these shows together each and every week to make our viewers understand that we are the best internet sports show in the country because, like I told you, we take you all around the world and then we bring you back to South Florida because we want to get point of views from all over the country, all over the country. Like I said, but now let's get into this before we go. Michael Vick, should the Eagles bench Michael Vick?
No, I say not. They shouldn't bench
him. Why you say that, Brian? I mean, why not?
I mean, because those players done grew with Michael Vick, and they, like I say, they get along with him very well. I mean, that'll take away more of the chemistry of the team.
But has he hurt the team?
I wouldn't say he hurt the team.
You don't think he hurt the team?
No, I don't think
so. Well, you heard it here on BB say he don't think he's hurt the team. Guys, listen, we're on the Tony Sands Show. We got to go, but I got to leave you with these words. Continue to do two. Be successful. Continue to guide young men and make them successful. We're finna close here on the Tony Sands Show. And thank you always for joining the Tony Sands Show because it's you that makes this show go. B.
All right. Good night.
And then you heard it from me and B. Good night here on the Tony Sands Show.